Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, winners and losers.
That remains to be seen, Patty, because, you know, this whole issue of carpool lanes, you know, where it's two or three to the car and you get to speed by everybody else, is getting increasingly political. I mean, we have them in the East Bay, we have them in the South Bay, and it starts getting dicey. First off, if, you know, some people just don't like the idea of somebody getting two or three people in a car and getting ahead of them in line. But when you start the idea of also using them as toll lanes, that's when it really starts getting dicey. So the winners here and the losers have yet to be determined, because they're still trying to hash out, one, should they have the lanes? And the winners would be commuters trying to get in and out of San Francisco. The potential losers would be people in San Francisco who might find themselves stuck on freeway traffic getting from point A to point B. And then the other question is, who gets to get the free and who can get to pay? And if you get to pay, how much should it be, and is that fair for everybody?
And what's neighboring San Mateo County saying about all this?
Pretty much the same. I mean, there's a debate going on there as well. You know, Larry, you know, in lots of parts of California, the whole goal on the freeways is to get from point A to point B, and they really don't care much how you do it. If you've got a carpool lane, a lot of times we've had carpool lanes throughout the Bay Area, and it's two or more, except for like when you get by the Bay Bridge. But transit officials at the MTC say that those two or more isn't enough, that if those lanes just fill up overnight, that they really don't move that much faster during time, prime time, and that what it really should be is three or more. That would free the lanes up and have them move more. Now, thing is, if you have three or more people, then the chances are you'll have some little extra space in there. So the question is, should you allow people with one to a car to pay to do it? So that's the question. It's political. Three in a car saves the environment. One in a car pays some money and saves time. Which one are you going to go for?
Who's going to make the decision, Phil?
Well, it's going to be a combination of things. We're going to study and study and study it, and then it's eventually going to go to the different boards around the area. Ultimately, it's going to be Caltrans' decision, but I wouldn't be surprised in San Mateo and San Francisco, because it is an equity issue, and all things must be equal, and it doesn't wind up actually being on the ballot, along with everything else you can imagine what we do every 2 years here in the city.
Now, Phil, I'm looking at the info, the background stuff, says they're going to use the shoulders along the freeway there. Is this going to be safe?
Yeah, they're going to be using them as they're going to take the shoulders, let's say on 280, and switch those over or portions of them over to be the lanes. So, yes, you're not going to have as much room to get off. The scream I think you're going to hear from drivers is on the portions where they actually take a lane of traffic out. So not only are you giving, it's not only is somebody getting a break, but they're getting a break at your expense. So the politics of getting around the Bay Area, carpools, car express lanes, like I said, who are the winners and losers, Patty? That's what they're going to be debating.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.